QC, Ed and Darren love feeling fresh in the morning. But for those morning pick-me-ups, they grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven.
Good morning. And get up. Now count me in. QC, Ed and Darren. QC, Ed and Darren. Gather on your radio now for QC, Ed and Darren.
Hey, QC, Ed and Darren. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, so it's Monday, guys. If you don't know, we've just finished our Monday radio show. We're live in Sydney. You can catch us. Where can you catch us? Everywhere?
Everywhere. Yeah, and if you go into a shop and we're not playing and it's between 6 and 9, tell them to turn us on.
Yeah, if you're in Sydney. If you're not in Sydney, it's going to be harder. But you know what? You can get us on the listener app at any point in time. And yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Well, so, you would. There's no reason why you wouldn't.
I had someone at a comedy show the other night say, I live somewhere. He doesn't live in Sydney. He said, but I just stream you guys the whole time. So
what a great human being.
He was a good guy. I was happy to get a photo with him.
I'm getting my lashes done straight after this. Well, like say, you know, in about an hour. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
How long do you leave him on for?
When are you two having a his and hers colonic?
No, I don't know if I can go back. We talked about that enough.
I didn't. Okay, don't even value add to this or don't. But yes, I did.
You had another colonic?
No.
What'd you do?
I had my first movement post.
Oh, you had a...
Yeah, right. Not anything to write home about. It wasn't, you know, glorious, but it was something.
You hadn't... Can I use the word defecated?
Yeah, you can't. It's a podcast.
You hadn't defecated for months or for a month?
Like a month. But I'd had three things to remove everything and then, but I hadn't been of my own volition.
You know the old saying that my brother used to say all the time, if you don't eat, you don't shit, and if you don't shit, you die.
What context would you throw that up? What would
I don't think you need the shit bit.
What would prompt him to throw that up into the mix?
It was his main saying, if you don't eat, you don't shit.
It's his main one. Okay.
Yeah, his main saying was, if you don't eat, you don't shit, and if you don't shit, you die. And so you hadn't died.
But I'm confused, though, because if you don't eat, you die. You don't need to, the shit bit's kind of neither here nor there.
I don't know.
Well, you can drink.
You can drink.
I don't know who came up with the saying, but it was his favourite saying. It might still be his favourite saying. So you hadn't shat for a month.
Can you not put it like that?
But that must be such a build-up.
No, but it wasn't. That's the whole point, because I had three colonics over that period, so everything was being emptied. I had nothing left to give.
Yeah. She was... It was
nothing. And so then it took a little while to build back up.
It feels really Michael Jackson, who needed a doctor to be there to get to sleep.
No, it was a bit,
you know
what I
mean?
Rich.
Jeez, I don't know what to do with this, because I think it was more sort of Elvis who, towards the end, was very, very backed up. They say to the point of possibly 20 kilos worth
what?
Of.
What? How?
Yeah, so, well, the drugs.
He was on downers.
Oh. A lot of different drugs constipate you. So you could have. Thank God you got it done, or you might have died on the toilet, you know what I mean? So touch wood, you don't die on the toilet.
No, if I ever die and it's on the toilet.
Get you off.
Please, God.
Clean you
just
up.
Yeah, just.
You know when you die.
Even the bathroom is fine. Even, like, just please, you know, out of the toilet.
Let's. I know it's a podcast.
From a legacy thing. No one will be able to cry at my funeral, because they'll be laughing. Like,
but when you do die, you know when you die, everything just goes.
No one cares.
No, I'm saying that your body just lets go of everything that's there.
Like, so, physically.
So, yes. So you
everyone who dies shits.
Yes. So you're best
off. Are you
sure? Yes, that's true. So you're best off dying on the toilet. If you die on the toilet,
but does it,
at least then it goes straight down to the.
But if you're dead, you're not still sitting upright in the toilet.
But you might. You could die upright.
Oh, and then rigor mortis.
Liver mortis and then rigor mortis. Liver mortis first, then rigor mortis.
What's liver mortis?
That is when the blood rushes to the lowest point of your body.
Oh, so you get a showing.
You get a boner.
No, if your feet probably a bit lower than your...
But you do get a boner, I think.
You get a boner when you die.
Oh, I think so.
I think it depends where you die. I think it depends...
in the middle of...
Okay, that's a podcast.
Kill me. Only way you can make... No, that's a podcast. Yeah.
This is I on Sydney.
Yes, and good luck getting around at Western Sydney with that bloody, you know, new story coming out that Western Sydney's traffic's worse than the CBD. Because it's a snarl in the CBD, so it's ridiculous. Are they ever going to fix it all?
Oh, there we go. Some hard-hitting commentary.
I want to hear more about your experience of negotiating it.
Well, driving to bloody, you know, Acor Stadium.
Good call.
Going to the Easter show, you know, going to Q Qdos Bank Arena, which I do on a regular basis. See the Kings play. They'll be back bigger and better next year. I believe Xavier Cooks is coming back, which is good.
Yep.
They should have given more of a chance for him in the NBA, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, love it. We'll leave it. So they say.
Okay, thank you so much. Can we do Iron City,
please? Mass exodus out of Western Sydney now. Yes, and a very changing of the tone a little bit, but very emotional afternoon yesterday in Bondi. Down at the beach, there was a vigil for the six people and the others attacked, of course. The six people, though, killed at Bondi Junction last weekend. It was only a week. Gosh, it felt like a lot longer, a week this weekend. But one of our producers, Violet, actually went. I think Anthony Albanese was there. Chris Minns was there. A lot of different people, family, friends, and just the community. Violet, good morning. We just wanted to check in and see how it was.
Yeah, hey guys, look, it was really special. Like, Chris Minns had a very powerful message for women of Sydney, and I felt
listen to that, then get your response to it. Just have a listen.
We might not know the exact motives behind this attack. What we can say is that every Australian woman deserves to feel safe in her community. This is your state and your city. This is your home. You have every right to live your life as you choose, free from fear and violence. And we will not be a state where a woman is forced to change their behaviour because of the feelings or anger of other people.
Oh, gosh. That's very well spoken. So powerful. Yeah. Yes. And I remember after he stopped talking and went down, everyone around me was tearing and saying what a powerful speech that was, because there was so many women, there was thousands of people there. You know, police were doing such a good job. They were handing out candles for everyone, talking to everyone. Amy Scott was there.
Yeah, what was she doing? Because I saw some photos.
For people who don't know, the hero who gunned down the assailant.
Yes. There was all these police officers paying their respects behind us, and they were just sitting there being part of the vigil, and she was just there, and, you know, people were going up to her and just thanking her, and she was, like, consoling them. It was just so beautiful to watch and just see so many different walks of life. It went for about 40 minutes, and, yeah, it was really special.
Yeah, and Albo, Prime Minister, spoke as well.
Yeah, he spoke. He, you know, spoke about the victims and all the memories they're not going to make. So he, you know, it was really touching. And you just, you know, you're listening to them and you just felt a part of it, regardless whether you were there or not, because we all know a 38-year-old mom. We all know. It was really special. And I'm so glad I went. I was at Bondi Junction that afternoon, and part of me just was like, no, Violet, go, because, you know, I wasn't sure. I felt a bit scared. Like, I wasn't sure.
No, I get it. Everything just feels a bit off at the moment. Like, I went to have a drink when Mum was here at dinner at a pub, and a guy walked in with a backpack, and I just became tense. You know, like everything Look, that will slow down, I think. But yeah, it's
hard. How was the shopping centre? Did you go to the shopping centre?
Yeah, I went. So I went on Friday because that's where my GP is when it officially opened. And I went straight to the GP and straight back out. But that was, a lot of shops were still closed on Friday. And that was the same yesterday. There were lots of shops still closed. Lots of support workers were there saying, you know, they had on a lanyard saying, here if you need to talk. And they were everywhere. Lots of security guards with stab-proof vests on now.
Yeah.
But you definitely felt safe. Yeah, like, good. You know, there was more security guard than people.
Were the crowds like? That's what I'm interested in, Violet. Were there a lot of people on the Sunday or?
No. And I went about 4 o'clock, and lots of shops were closed or had closed by then.
Yeah.
Lots of shops had A4 pages saying, I'm so sorry, guys, due to the recent events, we're going to be taking an extended break. So, lots of, you know, like Sephora, that's a massive shop, the makeup shop, that was closed. So they, you know, lots of shops still closed, but lots of people wanted to show support. And we're like, you know, we're not going to let this one event stop us from you know, doing things. That was great. It was good to see people with, you know, families still walking around. So that was nice.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Violet. I appreciate that. 13 past six. One issue that has come up over the weekend about this these events is the social media, the showing of videos and images on social media. Elon Musk has got involved. There's possible lawsuits coming. We're going to talk about that next.
Do these billionaires have a responsibility to the community?
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Whoa. Federal government are looking proposing to strengthen laws or powers so they can come at social media giants who allow content on their platforms.
So the eSafety Commissioner was brought in a few years ago and was a big part of the Online Safety Act. So that's what she's enacted, which is what the former Prime Minister Scott Morrison referred to as Aaron's Law, which is when you can take down content that
that's
is
you.
Essentially, yes.
So the current Prime Minister wants to use your law.
Yes. So they've enacted that. So she sent legal notices under the Online Safety Act to different social media companies. Most of them have done what she's asked and removed this content. But Twitter, Elon Musk is saying no. And normally, I mean, I'm the one who fought for these laws. Normally I'd be like, absolutely, we need to take it down. But there's something about...
What's he saying?
Well, he's saying no.
Why?
He's saying because it's real life vision. It's not misinformation. It's not made up. It's not inciting people to violence, you know, in terms of there's not, hey, look at this and do the same thing. He's saying this is a real act that happened. And why should the government determine whether me as an adult should be able to watch something that's been filmed and put online?
But it's an illegal act of murder. So if you take that logic forward, that it's like it doesn't matter what you do so long as it happened in real life.
Absolutely.
Then you can put it on the thing.
And
that's
just
ridiculous.
So he's saying that he's not going to take it down.
But people put it up so they can get clicks on their own pages.
Yeah.
And when they get clicks on their pages, more advertising happens. So
that's why all the negative stuff is more engagement.
This awful content leads to Elon Musk getting richer. So Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, all these guys get richer off the misery of humanity.
And imagine as well, just throw this into the mix, that he's also determined they're not paying for any news content in Australia anymore. So not only is he getting rich off that, but he's getting even richer because he's using news content, refusing to pay for it.
And when it gets down to it, the cost of living in this country is through the roof. People don't have the money they used to have. And part of that is all our money being funneled to Silicon Valley, basically. So Elon Musk and his mates become so wealthy, it is crazy, and everyone in Australia becomes poorer.
So they took $15 million in revenue last year in Australia, Twitter, and paid $140,000 tax.
Yeah, and
really annoys me.
And it's not just them.
Nothing.
It's not just him. You've got to remember, it's Facebook. They're the worst.
They're the worst of the lot. Yeah.
They are taking all our money. We're giving it to them. We are getting nothing in return apart from a few likes on our pages.
So sorry.
We get no money out of it.
I'm looking now. So what Ed said is actually very. So in terms of it being an illegal act. So where do we draw the line then? In what the government should be able to censor or not, and that's when something is. So if something, I guess everything violent is illegal, isn't it?
Yeah,
really,
you love it if they'd pay their way. It's the fact they're getting rich off it, which is so annoying. Richer,
yeah.
What do we get?
That's the biggest
it's annoying
conundrum here.
Because the money, there's no money left in Australia. Because there's no money left in media. There's no money left in so many different industries because of the tech revolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sydney Morning Herald reports that Facebook Australia last year funneled nearly $1 billion in local advertising revenue to an international subsidiary.
Oh, yeah. For God.
They're all based in Ireland Ireland doesn't,
the
they don't
island.
Pay tax. So the money that they make here goes straight to Ireland, and Ireland don't charge all these massive companies any tax. And so it ends up back in America. It ends up back in the coffers of these oligarchs.
So what the government actually needs to do, we've got laws, but we can't enforce them, and we're too scared to actually stand up to these giants. We should just tell them to sod off.
We should just give up the internet, basically.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. Leave your comment under our post on Instagram.
Today FM. We want to talk about parents of adults, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially, so. That's a great descriptor. So my mum stayed with me last week for 4 nights because it was school holidays, and I had my daughter for the first week. So she's with her dad this week, my 5 and a 3-quarter-year-old.
Yeah.
And I was just saying to the guys when I came into work one morning, just I find it difficult sometimes because she's the most incredible mum. She's amazing, but she doesn't drink, right? She's not a drinker. And not like just not a drinker, but like a not a drinker.
She sees the damage that she looks at the damage that alcohol can cause.
Well, I think she just, it feels like she's really paranoid about like bad stuff.
Alcoholism.
Yes, or anything, like anything. And so when I pour like a glass of wine, I can just see those darty eyes just flick, flick, flick back. And then I look at her and then she tries to look away, but then she's looking back.
What day is it?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I met you last week.
So nighttime.
Was it Monday night?
Yeah.
So I met you at the pub.
Husey came. He'd just done his colonic, came over. I was at the pool with Mum and Eliza, and normally at that pool, it's still daylight, but I'd normally get a Prosecco and a lemonade for Eliza because Mum was there.
3:30 p.m., maybe 4 p.m. Because Mum was there.
Mum said, oh, do you want a Diet Coke? And I was like, sure. And then Husey dropped in about 3:34 and went to the bar and yelled out, does anyone? And before you'd even finished, yes, Prosecco, please. Because once he got there, I then felt like it was more of a safe space.
Yeah, right. I wondered why you wanted someone to turn up. Yeah. So I was, and I don't drink either. So
no.
I actually, so that's annoying for you. I had the opposite. My mum, I don't think, wanted to stay at our house because we don't really drink. And she she did drink. So that goes both ways.
It does.
You wouldn't want to stay at the house of someone who doesn't drink.
No. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
It would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah. So parents, are they judging you whether you drink or don't drink? I was judged for not drinking.
Yeah.
So.
And we've got Booze Hound Beck. Hi, Booze Hound.
Hey, guys.
So you're a young person.
Yeah, let's say that.
I feel, by the way, your skin's great.
Is it?
So anyone who talks about alcohol damaging skin is wrong.
No, I don't think, you're not drinking every day, are you?
No, just on the weekends.
But when you go, you go hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah.
Go big or go home, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
So, how do your parents?
Sorry, Beck, you are a midweek drinker, let's be honest. I have been with you in bars during weeks.
If something's on, if there's an event on, Ed, I will be there.
Day ends in Y.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
What about if you're at home with your flatmate on a Tuesday night?
No, we don't actually.
Really?
Yeah,
see,
no.
I do. So that, I'll have a glass of wine most nights.
I think I'm sometimes still recovering from the weekend.
Yes,
here we go.
Drunk from lunch.
So your parents must be big drinkers, right? Because, you are.
Not at all. No. Wow. They'll have a drink or two, like if I'm there. But I've got 3 brothers as well. 2 of them don't drink. It's really hard on family holidays. I just want to go to a pub.
Yes.
No one will go with me.
You want company.
Because my brother doesn't. He's always doing health stuff and trying to get abs
and stuff.
There's
one of my brothers doing that,
My big sister just doesn't really drink. My younger sister doesn't drink really at all.
The thing is, if it's Wednesday 11 a.m. and you're drinking with friends, it's a party. If it's Wednesday 11 a.m. and you're drinking on your own, you have a problem.
Yeah, I really like that. Great analogy.
It's a great point.
What are you doing after work today, girl?
Want to go for a drink?
Yeah.
Oh,
we don't need family.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
A young man named Dan's love for Erin Molan because it's available to be viewed on Dan's skin. Dan came into our radio show last Friday, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
And it was off the back of the fact that someone had got my face on their arm.
Mm-hmm.
And Erin, like, you were like, why hasn't anyone got me on them?
I know. And I'm sure someone else has got me somewhere, but I just...
Then our phones went into meltdown because men in particular wanted Erin on them. So that does sound rude, but that's the actual truth, though, isn't it?
No, it is. Let's ask the man himself.
Yeah.
Tattoo, we call him Tattoo Dan from Bondi. You are hoping to have Erin Molan on you, were you not?
Yeah, not quite what I was expecting, but anyway.
Yeah, well, but you knew what you were up for, mate, because you came in here after we were talking about tattoos and you said you would get Erin tattooed to you and she drew her signature on your body. Is that what happened?
No, I signed my signature on a piece of paper and then Dan had his own tattoo gun, went home and did it.
You did it.
I was actually really happy because I was going to write her name myself. So then when she did her autograph, it was even better. That's a million times better than what I was hoping for.
A million times.
Why didn't you write your autograph on his body? Why didn't you sign?
No, because it actually works better, doesn't it, Dan? You've got to do it on paper, then you've got to use like a stencil or a something.
Yeah, you've got to transfer it over, yeah.
Oh, look, we can see it here, actually. We've got a photo of it, and you've shaved your skin. Where is that on your body?
Right middle thigh on the side.
All right. So
inner thigh or outer?
Outer thigh. Yeah,
right. Are you freshly waxed there, or is that just a shave job on your leg?
Shave, but always shaved.
Always shaved. Yeah, right. Shaved.
So, but if you don't shave, the hair is going to cover up that, isn't it?
Yeah, but I always shave. Yeah.
Always shave.
So who else do you have in your body, Dan? Any other celebrities?
No other celebrities, no. Oh, just
wow,
you.
That's special.
Now, do you
I've got Grimace.
Who's Grimace?
From McDonald's, you know, the purple... Taste buds.
That's a celebrity.
Large purple monster.
So you and Grimace. Yeah.
You've got other girls though on there, don't you?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Well, you might not want to talk
just
about
acquaintances.
Yeah, ex-lovers or current lovers?
Previous.
Ex-lovers.
Mm. Do you have any current, like, or do most of your lovers turn into exes?
Not current, no, just previous, yeah.
So you're not swinging hands with anyone? Swinging hands as you walk down the street, you swing hands, mate.
Can we use a pseudonym?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe, sure. I don't know.
I don't know why.
Can we
that.
Move on?
I don't know.
Is that a word that
So there's no one who would get jealous of the fact that you just tattooed another woman's name to your body right now. There might be a number of people get jealous, but no one who you're not committed to anyone in particular right now. Is that true?
She's an amazing celebrity. Like
So you're not.
You do it for the experience.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, of course.
That's
what a moment in life to be able to say that, you know. And then, you know, I won't say it.
No, say it.
No, I was going to say
it. Just say it. No. We're in a safe space here,
no,
man.
I'm not going to say it.
It's like just your friends. Say it.
No, I mean, what I'd say is like if Dan ever commits a crime, he can be identified by that tattoo.
There's probably 90 other tattoos I could be identified by.
Yeah, but there's one we definitely know.
Yeah,
he has an Aaron Molan tattoo on.
Yeah. That's the one that they're going to identify me by.
Where can I see this tattoo? Is it on our Insta? Where can I see this tattoo?
Yeah, man, we'll put it up on Insta.
Yeah.
We'll
say this about Dan, that he sounds very sensible.
Oh, he actually, I think he is. He's a Kiwi too, aren't you, Dan?
I am a Kiwi, yeah.
And I'm going to say it, Dan, and you're not for me, and that's all good, and I'm not for you, but Dan, we've met Dan, he is very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Very handsome man.
And he's got a great voice, and he will be a great catch. Do you have money, Dan?
I have some. Where's it going?
Why does he need money? Why do you define attractiveness by wealth?
No,
it's so shallow.
I just want you to be happy, you know?
Me or Dan?
No, I couldn't care less about Dan.
Who are you talking to here?
Either way, have a look at Dan's tat at Hughesy and Nair and we'll put up on our socials. And who's on you? Name or picture?
Yeah.
Who have you got on you? They could be former. They could be current. They could be famous. Like Adam Reynolds, the NRL footballer, weirdly has Post Malone on his leg.
Does he?
Does he?
It's one of the strangest. I'm probably wrong, but that's who it looks like. 13-10-60. lines are open. Who have you got on ya? How about this? How about double passes to see Tones and I? What? At the Horton Pavilion? Are you kidding?
Only 13-10-60. One of the best singers Australia's ever produced. You can go see Tones and I.
Is she a singer?
She's a singer. Yes, of course she's
like,
a singer.
But like an actual, like a vocalist?
Sings.
Like
yes.
Singer-songwriter. Thank you for asking. 13-10-60 lines are open. Maybe you've got a singer on you. Maybe you've got Angus Young like most people.
She does like more dance monkey,
she
as opposed to like
those songs.
La, 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 la.
She's not an opera singer, but she's definitely a singer.
Okay.
I think so.
The Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
I would get a tattoo of Avicii on me, I reckon.
Who's Avicii again?
Avicii, that song, Wake Me Up Before It's All Over, when I'm wiser and I'm older.
Oh, do you know what I'd get? I've got a four-leaf clover and I've got three little things on my wrist, but I'd get the line from Bush Glycerine. I'm never alone. I'm alone all the time.
Yeah. I prefer my line.
Sick, man. That is sick.
Isn't it? It's so powerful. Yeah, no one gets it. But
so many great
lines. You can
be
surrounded by people and just completely alone.
Avicii no longer with us, by the way. He's gone to the...
Bush is still here.
Bush is?
I think so.
Well, it's more powerful if they've passed, I think. Anyway.
I'll wait till he dies then.
But Avicii died very young, didn't he?
Mm. He did.
Yeah.
So, who have you got on yet? Because there are currently one gentleman who's already got Erin's name and mm-hmm. two that Erin has paid to get her face on their
it's
body,
really
which are currently
sad, actually. Very
in development.
Sad.
Hughesy, yep. A bloke's got you on him and another bloke's getting you on his leg. So
no,
is...
no, he's got, I've got, there's two blokes with me, my face on their body.
Which parts of their body? One left and right?
Or the testicles. There's children listening. Sorry, guys. They're looking at us through the window.
I'm so sorry. So, oh, God, they are too.
Yeah,
and I just met them.
Well, school holidays, though, so we don't expect as many children up at this time, but some of them are up with their families because they can't go to school, so they have to go to work with dad or mum.
And it's dad's birthday today. He's just turned 40.
Your age?
Yep.
Yep. A younger
hey,
man.
Oh, Cynthia from St. Helens Park. Who have you got on ya?
I've got Nick Carter's signature.
Oh, yeah. Stop Backstreet it. Boy. Yeah, that's
I
brilliant.
Did he sign it on your body?
He did.
Oh,
he signed
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Right. So I imagine it's on your chest area, is it?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No, it's on my back.
Why did you waste your time?
Because my chest.
He's not here for signing backs.
Mate, there's children here.
Nick Carter's
there's
here.
Children here.
Give him back or boob. He's going to take the boob every day of the
oh
week,
my
Nick
God,
Carter.
You just said boob and there's children here.
Yeah, they've drifted off.
Lost interest.
Ooh, Harmony.
Oh, Harmony.
Harmony from Parramatta. Who you got on ya?
I've got my boyfriend's name on me.
May I ask how old you are, Harmony?
18.
So when did you get the tattoo, Harmony?
Oh, 2 months ago.
So just, do you have to be 18 to get tattoos? Is that right?
Or 16 with a parent, I think, Harmony,
yeah.
And then 18 on your own.
Yeah, I'm 19 this year.
But how long have you been with this bloke? No, all right, but you don't have to. Well, I mean,
no, like how many? Yeah, how long's the relationship gone on?
We've been together currently 8 months, but on and off for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So, on and off. So you're not sure. He's not. Are you really sure that he's the one for you long term? You're 18. You have the rest of your life.
I travelled half of Australia, moved to WA from New South Wales, so it made it complicated. I was gone for 3 years.
She's lived a life,
man. Has he got you tattooed on him?
No.
Yeah, what's going on here? If you're
at least Harmony, he could tattoo Harmony and just say that's what I love is Harmony in my life, like not her. Caleb's a much harder one to...
Have you put it to him?
Oh, yeah. He's the one that brought it up. He was saying to me that he was going to get my name tattooed.
But he hasn't yet.
He said he was going to, but I was like, do you know what? I'm going to call you a bluff. I'm going to do it too. And I went and done it and surprised him at home.
Is he in the car, Harmony?
He's just jumped out to grab Macca's.
Yeah, right.
Well, he could go to a tattoo parlor today, I think.
Take him today, honey.
Yeah. If we offer
hey,
you...
I'll pay for that as well.
Hang on. No.
Ooh, we'll give you two.
Don't slide into my DMs.
No, we'll give good prizes, though. You don't have to pay for this.
Can't do that either.
We can't.
Erin Molan has to give her private money to Harmony and Caleb.
I'm already giving my private money to other people to boost my flailing ego.
Because of tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, fine, I'll pay for that as well. Just slide in.
Did you pay for Dan?
No, I didn't pay for Dan. He had his own gun, but I'm paying for two other people. Because I'm a sad, desperate loser searching for relevance.
Well, so is Sarah from Liverpool. Now, Sarah, what have you got on you?
So I had a spider tattooed on my butt because one of my ex-boyfriends, he was obsessed with spiders, so I got a spider for him. And then, unfortunately, my next boyfriend made me gave me an ultimatum, either get rid of the spider or get rid of him. So I, silly me, chose $3,000 later to get rid of the spider. And then he got rid of me later anyway.
That's terrible. What sort of spider was it?
It was a tarantula. It was huge and amazing. You can still see the shadow of it, but it's gone now.
And did your boyfriend after him not like it because it was for the ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how long did you have the spider on your butt?
I had the spider on my butt for 12 years.
So did the spider get bigger over time or not?
No, my butt stayed the same, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Exactly. We want bigger bums. Oh, yeah, it's a new rage.
Yeah, yep. Sure.
Today FM.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM. Secret.
Time to welcome Samantha, not a real name, not a real voice. Welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney. What is your secret?
My secret is that my dad has had several families, and I've got multiple half siblings, and yeah, a bit of a secret.
So
when did you find out that your dad had more than your family?
10 years ago, he announced that he had got a girl pregnant who was actually 2 years younger than myself.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is so crazy.
How old were you at the time that she's 2 years younger than you? How old were you when she was pregnant?
I was 32.
Right, so she was 30. He was 60 or what, 55?
Yeah, 60.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
And your mum had no idea, did she?
Well, my mum and my dad had split up, but, yeah, my whole family doesn't know. I'm the only one in the whole family that knows.
Where did he meet this girl?
In the checkout line at Woolworths.
Wow.
The man's in his 60s, he's in the checkout at Woolies, and he sees a 30-year-old girl, and all of a sudden she's pregnant. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that happen?
You must be a smooth talker. Is he a smooth talker, your dad? Is he a handsome guy? What's the story?
He is a smooth talker. I believe he has now had 5 wives since my mother.
God.
Since your mother?
Since my mother.
So he marries them all. It's not like he just has relations. He is a marrier.
Oh, he didn't marry the one with the youngest one, but the 30-year-old girl. But yes, my dad is a serial marrier.
He must keep himself, is he fit or is he rich? Or what's the appeal, do you think?
He's very fit. I would say that he's probably good looking. I don't know. He's my dad.
Yeah, obviously, he's good looking. A handsome man.
And he's very young at heart. So he doesn't look his age. So, when we used to go out, they always used to confuse us as a married couple, and I would be very upset and think, it's my dad.
Of course it's your dad, but he would be giving, not vibes towards you, but he's probably giving it vibes to everyone else that he's available,
Yes.
So do you see him already or see any of the other siblings? Like, where to from here?
No, I haven't met any of the siblings. The youngest one actually has the same name as my full youngest brother. So I've got two brothers.
Doubling up on names.
Well, it's hard, when you've got a lot.
Come on. There's a lot of names in the world. You can't have to call two of your children the same name. First and middle name, same.
No, the lady wanted to have the name. She loved the name forever, and that's the name she wanted to name the child. It's going to be interesting when they're older and they come knocking, if they come knocking.
Yeah. Wow. Is there any inheritance left for you, do you reckon, after all these other kids take their sort of,
No.
No inheritance.
How many's he got all up?
To be honest, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Possibly hundreds.
I would not be surprised if there were like probably maybe 10 of us.
Look, if he's impregnating young women at supermarkets, I mean,
like, what's he doing in toilets? At shops, in Bunnings. Bunnings. Yeah. Servos, else? Pumping gas, pumping.
Yeah. I'd like to get him on, though.
He sounds like a great guy. Then we might evolve. Oh, God, I just realized you're still there.
This is the Hughesy, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Hughesy, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid have gotten serious.
Jennifer Lopez in tears over hubby Ben Affleck.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, well, showbiz is usually my domain because I'm the girl. But today, Tuesday, I'm handing it over to you because you are best friends with Mel B, who said this to us at the end of last week. And now, Spice Girls, make us all happy. Is it definitely happening, the reunion?
Oh, I've been talking about this forever. I mean, we are working on something for five. And in actual fact, we're going to Victoria's 50th birthday in like, in 2 days, 3 days? So I'm sure I'm going to have more to report on then. You should have done that interview after the weekend.
Hang on. So she went to Posh's 50th.
Apparently it was like a $500,000 party that David threw for Victoria. Tom Cruise was there. All the Spice Girls were there. And Tom actually shared a video of them singing at the event.
Wow.
And look, I'm just going to say this. David does this. He did it back in March as well when they were all singing, and he puts himself in the shot, and it's really sad. It's very sad.
Well, he loves to be famous, and yep. He's done very well at being famous. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. But Victoria had a broken foot.
She's on crutches, but yet she's wearing stilettos.
Incredible commitment
to
fashion.
Incredible woman, yeah.
Now, look, since you alerted me to the fact that Mel B was at that party on the weekend, mm-hmm. I did text her this morning at 5:51 a.m. Mm-hmm. How was Posh's party? So, what do two ticks mean?
She's seen it. Are they blue ticks or clear?
I know, it's red.
Oh, God, she's seen it. Yeah, she's ignored it.
Read it.
Yeah, if they're blue ticks, she's read it. Let me have a look. Come closer, come closer.
Red.
Oh, no, actually.
Hang on, is it red?
No, she hasn't read it yet.
She hasn't read it.
It's delivered. She has not read it.
See,
those ticks are not blue, so
oh,
you're okay.
Blue.
Yep, once they're
all
blue,
right.
They're red.
Thank God for that. So we're still friends. So
oh, thank God.
I do worry that she'll think I'm just using her for material for this radio show.
Yep. Yeah, no, absolutely. so she should.
Is there any counter to that, or we'll just accept it?
Yeah,
we'll just go with it.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. Attention kids, eyes to the front, ears on 104.1 Today FM's Husey, Ed and Erin's Kids Alphabugs.
Show us the money!
Let's go to the ponds and say welcome, Levi.
Good morning, Hughie, Ian and Aaron.
Good morning, Levi.
Hi, sweetheart.
How old are you?
I'm 8.
Well, you're about to probably win $500. All you have to do is answer 5 questions in 15 seconds. And you do that, you do it correctly, and you win, all right? So you get a letter that all the questions, all the answers have to start with. Everyone walks away with, what are we all...
Featherdale or that?
Yeah, a prize, a big prize just for playing.
Featherdale Sydney Wildlife Park, the whole family can go.
Absolutely. Now, if you don't have an answer, we'll come back, we've got time. So you say pass. You've got to take your first answer, you can't use the same answer twice. And don't start the end of the first question.
Okay, sweetheart, your letter is G for green. G, or J, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, sweetheart, I'm so proud of you. Okay.
G.
Question 1. Name a boy's name.
Greg.
A fruit.
Grape.
A lolly.
Gummy bears.
An animal.
Goat.
A country.
Greece.
Yeah!
You did it!
With like 5 seconds to spare. It was incredible.
I think I just drew blood from Husey's arm. I was so excited.
We were so happy. Grace, boom.
Oh, my Levi. Wait,
over.
Are you super smart?
Yes.
Probably.
The gummy bears was a good one. I was struggling.
How were you struggling with gummy bears?
Gummy bears was an absolute ripper.
How about this, Levi? Levi, school holidays, you just won $500 cash.
Yeah!
What are you going to spend it on, Levi?
I don't know. Maybe I'll save it up for something else.
Oh, God.
That is the wisdom that got him the win will get him his first
property.
$1 billion. We are talking to Australia's next, not next, maybe. But
he could be Levon Musk.
He'll be a billionaire by the time he's 25.
Levon Musk?
That's it was good.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good.
Well done, Levi. That's how it's done. If you're harbouring a genius like Levi, then hit us up, 2dayfm.com.au. And if you love that, kids' weather is so cute. 8:30, it's school holidays. The kids are taking over. Now, speaking of kids, Aaron, you've got something that Husey said the other day triggered you. Then it triggered at mums all around Sydney. It's triggered Holly, Husey's wife, to the point where she's demanded to come on. So, look, there's two words that we're going to use here. Mental load.
Mm-hmm.
That's the top.
The other, I mean, ML, mental load, could also stand for male losers.
Oh, dear.
Whoa. Right down the gender lines, yeah. Exactly I put my hand up. Right. Mm-hmm. I need to be better as a partner in life.
Yeah, I reckon there's a few other roles you could excel in a bit more too. Co-host.
Yeah. We're concentrating on partner at the moment. We've got all year.
Today FM. Right now, though, a lot of parents under pressure in Sydney with school holidays on.
Could I rephrase that? A lot of parent under pressure. And when I say parent, I mean mums, because yes, dads are there too, but anything they do, i.e. our Alpha Bucks player this morning, has been organised by their wives.
Well, look, men are under the pump. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it all started because you told us a story about, trying to help, but have a listen.
Someone needed to go to the supermarket to buy, the week's worth of groceries. I said, I'll go. I said, can you text me a list of what we need?
Sure.
She hit the roof.
No.
Yeah.
I said, what is the issue? She said, we have lived together for 20 years. You should know what we need. And I had to get my 12-year-old daughter to text me a list. Yeah, that was she really blew up over that. And she actually said, you need to talk about that on the radio because this is something that needs to be put under the spotlight.
Yeah. In the most recent survey, Erin Molan, women reported doing 36 hours of life admin and household tasks per week.
That is honestly how it feels. And even if you're a separated parent, I feel like you're still doing everything. And when you're together, daddy daycare might do something on Saturday afternoon, but that's because you've planned it, you've organized it, you've done this, done that. Da-da. If you're going away for work as a woman, you have to organize everything before you go. Meals in the fridge, blah, blah, blah. When hubby goes away for work, he just goes. There is nothing that he needs to change or do or contribute or plan because mum has just got it done.
Well, we are talking the mental load. Holly Hughes, long suffering. What percentage of the mental load of your family would you say you carried?
A very large percentage. I don't even know. I think that it's got to be at least 75%.
So I'm getting 25%. It's pretty good.
That's actually very good.
Getting 25%. Yeah.
You get triggered a lot though, don't you? Like yesterday, Sadie's playing basketball, her 13-year-old, and I simply ask, what venue is she playing at?
No, you didn't. You said, what's time in Sadie's game again? And that was the third time you'd asked me yesterday.
Oh, that's a different topic.
I was about to say, he's also clearly got dementia as well as an inability.
I actually don't always, because I'm a teacher, so I see a lot of parents. And I don't think this is always a gendered thing. So I know a lot of dads are awesome. And a lot of dads are taking on more and more of the mental load. So I'm sure there's dads listening who are doing a wonderful job, but I am not married to one of them.
It's not easy. There's a lot going on.
We know.
And you can't focus on everything. So I am interested in the lives of my children and what they're up to, but I just don't have enough mental capacity.
Be bothered remembering where they should be or when.
But Holly,
way too important.
If you didn't work right, then you could, my parents were like this for many years. Yes, mum didn't work and she kind of,
if
dad was working.
If one parent is home, it doesn't have to be the woman, but if one parent is home, then that's
then
probably
fair
expected.
Enough. That works for that relationship. But you work full time and I'd hazard a guess more hours than old mate.
Well, definitely. I work full time and am out of the house more hours than he
is. Yes. I'm in the house a lot, just pottering around and tidying up.
Basically, you just watch
a bit of sport.
There it is.
Our meeting this morning. Holly, we were trying to talk about strategy this morning, and he's watching basketball on his phone.
Yes. So Raf was up very early this morning. Oh, he never gets up that early.
NBA finals, guys.
Oh, I know. It's massive. Yeah. So let's come back.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Husey's long-suffering wife is with us. And a little quiz, Holly. You've prepared a little quiz, a basic quiz about your family to see if Husey can answer these questions.
Look, can I just say that every now and again
here we go.
No, well, look, for example, the other day we were on holidays and I got up and Holly was on holidays from her job as a teacher. And I thought, I'm going to put a load of washing on. So I put a load of washing on. But when she woke up and saw that the washing machine was on, she looked at me suspiciously like I had committed a crime during the evening and was trying to, you know, wash the evidence away.
I guess you had, hadn't you?
No, I hadn't committed a crime. I actually just thought, I'm going to put a load of washing on.
It and was very odd, though. It was like probably the maybe the second time in our 22 years.
Because he knew this segment was coming up, Holly. That's the only reason
Then she questioned me, did you separate the colours and the whites and the blacks? And
I get like, this. Remember my ex, Sean, with like, I didn't use that cuddly softness stuff and he got so angry.
See, she always wants me to use softness and all this stuff.
Holly, I need to we need to give him a chance to prove that he's not a useless dud. You've got a quiz prepared.
Okay, absolutely. I've just thought of a couple of questions off the top of my head. Let's see how we go.
No, I'm gonna
we'll
get
start
this.
Easy.
Yeah.
What do our three children have after school on Thursday?
Now, our son has basketball training.
Yep. That's it later,
that goes
isn't
late.
It?
It goes late.
That's later.
Yeah.
It's not too late this year.
Now, our daughters have one of their dance classes, which is, I think on Thursday, is ballet.
No.
It's jazz, is it?
Nope.
What do they have on Thursdays? They do have. Well,
no, they don't. Dance is on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Is it Aikido?
What is it on Thursdays?
What do they have on Thursdays after school?
Oh, is it more basketball training for one of them? Is it?
For which one?
Oh, God.
For Tess. Tess has basketball training on Thursday, and Raf is the coach of that team. That's Thursdays. Oh
my. Well done. And what does Sadie have on that day?
What does Sadie do on Thursday?
Yeah, no, I don't know, actually. No,
I think she's with her real dad that day, is she?
What does she do on Thursday? I don't know. What does she do?
On Thursday, she's got school sports training.
Oh, cute. Yeah, right.
I think that's we all understand how that one went.
Is there a need for question two? That was unbelievable. Do you have one more, Holly? Just
very
a quick one.
Week.
Let's give him one more. Give him one more.
All right. How about this is a recent one, but yesterday, Dave, after the Sadie's basketball game, we were all talking about when the girls could train next season.
Yes.
We were all talking about what day would suit the team for next season.
Holly's
it was
the
a big discussion.
She's the basketball manager as well. It's like it's a lot she takes on. One of the other dads.
He actually, to be honest, in terms of the mental load of sport, that is more your thing because I really don't get sport.
But one of the dads yesterday said, you know your wife's manager, don't you? That's what one of the dads said.
God.
And I said, yes. I'm aware. I wasn't aware last year, but this year I'm aware that she's a manager.
I've been the manager for many years of that team. But what was the time and day that we thought would work for all the girls?
Tuesday 6:30.
Yeah, it was Tuesday 7:15. But I'm going to give you the point.
Half a point. Half a point. Thank you, Holly Hughes.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Taylor Swift.
Sport and pop music collide.
Superstar of a generation.
Biggest concert event in its history.
Taylor Talk.
She broke all records when her album dropped on Friday at 2 p.m. All Spotify records smashed to a million pieces because of the Taylor obsession this world has.
A surprise double album as well. And you know the guy we had on the Taylor Swift Reporter?
Brian,
he sent me an inbox message saying, I was trying to hint at it when I did the interview on your show, but I had a, what's it called, non-disclosure. So he already knew. So if we listen back, he said he reckons he dropped a few hints.
So how many songs did she drop on Friday?
Over a lot.
A double album's worth. So are we talking like 25 so maybe, or something?
I think so,
40
yeah.
something, isn't it? Stand by. 31.
31, right in the middle there. So look, the three that are songs that are getting the most attention in this early stage, let me take you through them. Fortnite, first of all, this is a little bit.
I like that, but I thought Post Malone would get a bigger role.
What's his role in it?
Well, it's just backing.
Yeah, right.
There's no moment where Post gets to shine.
Or raps or anything.
Yeah, I was disappointed by that. But who's that song about?
Well, I think it's about that singer guy that she dated for like 2 weeks.
The lead singer of the 1975.
Yes.
So that makes sense.
Dated him for 2 weeks.
Matt
that's
Healy,
a fortnight.
Isn't it?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Now, he's got a lot of songs out of those 2 weeks, hasn't he, apparently.
Guilty as Sin. Fatal Fantasies, but Daddy, I Love Him are apparently all about him, so that's interesting.
She got annoyed because people were going to his concerts out of nowhere to sort of hope that she was there, and at one point he yelled on stage, "This is the 1975," as in, "We're not here for Taylor Swift," and apparently that's what made her get annoyed.
It's a two-week relationship, so...
Second time around, though, they were together years and years
ago.
Oh,
I didn't know
that. Right.
It was a reheat from way back in the day.
Like a microwavable pizza, and sometimes it's better the second time around, sometimes
microwavable
it's
microwavable pizza?
Like, you know when you have it the night before and then you... It's actually sometimes better in the morning, Ed, when you re-microwave the
pizza. But all pizza is microwavable. Air fryer.
No, but if it's thin and crispy, it just goes hard and it's not as good. So he was a thin and crispy. If he'd been a pan base, she'd still be with him.
So the thinness of his crisp was the problem.
The thinness of his crisp.
Well done.
Now, Kim Kardashian, there's a song on here reportedly about her. It's called Thank You, Amy. And the capitalized letters on the title are K-I-N-M in the Thank You, A-I-M-E-E. Have a listen.
There's a bronze spray tan statue of you and a plaque underneath it that threatens to push me down the stairs at our school.
Yeah.
So it's a weird sort of just trying to imply it's about a kid at school, but it's really
but
about...
it's not. Kim Kardashian. Remember in Odoko how Kim had, like, off the back of Kanye apparently asking Taylor for permission to kind of diss her in his album, and Taylor said he did not, and Kim released this audio that had been a bit doctored and out of context saying, no, he did. And so then everyone hated Taylor. She was trending as the most hated person in the world, saying she's a liar, that kind of thing. So she's not a fan of Kim.
In that song, there's a line where she talks about your daughter will be singing my song.
Oh, I love that. And, that's awesome.
But also that actually happened apparently where Kim's daughter, whatever her name is.
Apple?
Was singing Shake It Off.
Gwyneth. Yes, she
without was. Realizing Shake It Off was actually about her own mother's, you know, behavior towards
awesome.
Taylor. Yeah,
that is awesome. Also, Travis. Most people thought he wouldn't get a look in here because this is a brand new album, right? Her 11th. And obviously their relationship is like 6 months old. But he did. The Alchemy, it's called.
This is disgusting.
And apparently this is disgusting.
This is the worst song. Look, good luck to you, Taylor. I know that maybe she wrote the... She had
I don't
to,
think
look,
she needs ma- luck.
I know, but maybe she wrote the song because they'd had the relationship planned out and they went too quick on this.
Yeah,
this one is
let's
too
have
quick.
A listen.
This, no.
Too quick?
They have been on a winning streak, though. That's fair.
Well, they have. But all her songs, I know I'm going to get in trouble here, but they sound the same. Like, they're all the same is good, real good, but...
My daughter loves the double album, cannot get enough of it. She listened live at 2 p.m. on Friday when she was at school. I'd say a lot of Taylor fans are into it.
Ed, what about your house?
It's been nonstop. My wife and then my wife running over to me. Listen to this bit. Listen to this bit. This is about this. This is about that. I'm like, it's not the Dead Sea Scrolls. There's not that much depth to it.
I think there is.
What are we doing here?
Can I show you some people who might agree with you, Ed? Here's a couple of you never.
We're
going to
just read
rarely,
out hate.
No,
are
just
we?
A couple.
Is that what we do here? Do we?
No, this is flattering.
Is it?
Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department review, a rare misstep. See, when I got told that I had a rare fashion fail at the Logies, that yellow dress, that was compliment. You
think Taylor's going to be happy to hear that?
She will, because it means she rarely does misstep. Here's another one. Underwhelming and clunky. Here's another one. Most forgettable album. No Mercy. And Taylor Swift is having quality control issues.
Yeah, but how about the fact that these albums grow on you? You need to give it a chance.
They actually do. I reckon that Fortnite song, I only heard it this morning for the first time.
Yeah.
Just then, as we all heard it, and it's growing on me.
Ed, is Tiffany your wife, is she into this album or not? What's her opinion? Not your opinion,
opinion? She's really into it.
She is.
And every time I point out it just sounds like someone else, I get sent from the room.
Yeah, good.
You're a hater?
He's a hater.
Aaron, no, you're I'm on the fence. It. You can be a hater as well.
No, I'm a jump back on like a kind of hater.
I'm all in with Taylor Swift. Me and Elbow, basically. Me and the Prime Minister are both big Taylor Swift
fans. I wonder how he feels if he ever has dreams about the woman whose ticket he would not give.
That young woman.
Yeah, that young crying. Woman. She'd had a tough life too.
She was crying and Elbow said, nah, I'm going to Taylor Swift and you can cry in the car park.
speaking of Taylor.
I don't think she could even get a park in the car park.
Hughie, Ed and Erin are done for another show. But to pick them up after an early morning wake up, they're off to grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven. Hughie, Ed and Erin.